Good morning. There was unfortunately a mistake in the poster calling me a rabbi. I'm not a rabbi, I'm an architect and town planner by profession. So I must publicly admit to the truth or clarify the issue. So the subject I want to try to share with you this morning is the chiddush of Klal Yisrael amongst the nations. What is the chiddush? Am Segula, a singular people. The way that I want to try to deal with it is following the way that Derech Hashem presents his book in saying that there are many, many issues which is difficult for a person to remember and to retain, but if one has a structure, one has a framework within which to relate all the disparate and different elements, then one can have an ongoing understanding of things. So, being an architect, I was very excited over a period of a number of years to learn from Rabbi Uziel Milevsky, who presented a way of seeing a structure in the whole of the development of mankind, the need for a Klal Yisrael, and the definition of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Derech Hashem says the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world was to give of his good to another. And then Derech Hashem says that's not just doing good or making people good, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give of his good, it has to be a perfect good. And the perfect good is what a person produces themselves. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good is perfect because it's intrinsic to him, it's what he is. And if he would just give us good, or he would do good to us, it would not be our good. It would be a good which we have received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while the good which he is, he never received from anybody. So he created a system in the world where we could deserve the good, and we could deserve it by making an effort. And in order for us to be able to make an effort, he put into the world Ra. He put into the world what we call in English evil. The purpose of evil is to provide a resistance to us being good. So that for us to be good, we need to make an effort. And in making the effort, we generate the good within us. And therefore, the good which we achieve and become is similar to Kabbi Yochus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good. It's a good which we've produced. So, where is this Ra? We need to understand the nature of this Ra, and how this Ra manifests itself. So originally in Gan Eden, the Ra was external to Adam, and the Ra came in the form of the Nachash from the similar root to Machshava. The Machshava came to Adam to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded him. Now when he went against it, actually he didn't initiate it. It happened through the way that the Nachash managed to convince Chava to eat from the tree. And Rashi explains to us that there were three elements in the chet of Chava. First of all, the Nachash said to her, the Yikam Kelokim, you'll be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which appealed to the midah of Kovod, that a person's relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu is undermined by the pursuit of honor, by the pursuit of kovod. And then it says in the pasuk, ki toiv ha'eitz, the tree was good, and it was delight to the eyes, and therefore she had a taiva to eat the fruit. And then finally, what is interesting, she gave it gam le'isho, she gave it to her husband. And the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer points out that it could have said v'titen le'ish, to a husband, but it's saying gam le'isho because it's indicating that she had kinah, she was jealous. She had now eaten from the fruit, and therefore she was now going to die. Adam had not eaten from the fruit, and therefore he would live eternally. So she had a kinah. What will happen to Adam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide Adam with another Isho. So because of her kinah of the future Isho that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide, she therefore gave him to eat. So in her maisa of eating, in the chet of Chava, which is a joint venture together with Adam HaRishon, because he ultimately accepted the fruit when she gave it to him. But as Rabbi Dessler said, he had a different cheshbon. What was his cheshbon? His cheshbon was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he would then be in Gan Eden in an ideal situation. And so he said to himself, he said, it will be much easier for me to stay in Gan Eden and follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. If I will eat from the tree and I'll bring upon myself the confusion by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and therefore finding it much more difficult to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be able to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more how much I love him by being in a worse situation and a much more difficult situation. So the result of Adam and Chava eating from the tree was that Kina, Taiva and Kovod became integrated into the human personality. And therefore we find in Chilke Ovis, the Rav Eliezer ben Kapora says, Hakina v'hataiva v'hakovet motzin es ha'odom min ha'oilom. Kina, taiva and kovet take a person out of this world. What's this world? The world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the circumstances where if a person could be objective and understand, a person would know how to fulfill the purpose which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. But the kina, when a person is consumed by jealousy, or by taiva, desire, or by kovet, the pursuit of honor, the person goes into their own world. They become totally subjective, and they cannot perceive accurately what is happening. Now, how does one get out of this? So, in fact, these three, kina, taiva, and kovet, are the cause of all evil, the cause of all ra. And ra is that which frustrates a human being from achieving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose, which is to become good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to give of his good, and what stops us from achieving that is ra. And how does ra actually exist? Where does ra exist? It exists within the three flaws in the human personality, which became part of the human personality through the chet of Adam HaRishon, kina, taiva, and kovet. From then, the Torah gives us a history of mankind and the ultimate failure of mankind on a international basis in terms of these three middos. The first failure was Cain and Hevel, where Cain was consumed by kina for what happened because his brother's offering, Hevel's offering, was accepted, and it was his chiddush to even bring a korban, and because of that he ultimately murdered him. So kina is the cause of the failure ben Adam l'chaveiro, and the worst manifestation, the ultimate failure, comes to murder. Then the generation of the flood, were consumed by taiva. Their justification and indulgence in taiva totally corrupted themselves and the world, and so mankind, therefore, as a whole, failed in terms of taiva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world. And then, finally, the incident of the episode of the Tower of Babel, the purpose of the Tower of Babel was Nimrod wanted to, because of Kovod, he wanted to go and show man's independence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kovod undermines the relationship between Adam and Mokko. So Kina undermines the relationship between Adam and Chavero. Taiva undermines the relationship between Adam la'atzmo, and Kovod undermines the relationship between Adam la'mokom. Now, what is the solution to this? So the Mishnah in Mishnah Beis in Pirkei Avos, chapter 1, says, Shimon HaTzadik hayo mishyorei Knesset HaGdoila, hu hayo emeir, al shloisha dvorim ha'oyem omeir, al ha'toira v'al avoyda v'al dimiras chasodim. So these three, Torah, Avodah, and Mila Chasodim, are the method by which we can counteract the effects of Kina, Taiva, and Kovod. And there's no other way to overcome Kina, Taiva, and Kovod, or to deal with Kina, Taiva, and Kovod. So Torah, now, at the time of the failure of mankind, the Torah stops giving us the history of mankind, and the Torah now concentrates on the history of Klal Yisrael, because the history of the world now becomes the history of Klal Yisrael. And there's a fundamental difference between Klal Yisrael and the rest of mankind from that point on. First of all, mankind is governed by the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach. The Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach are a system by which humanity can develop and live a decent life, and people become decent human beings. But to overcome Kina, Tav, and Kovod requires a constant process of trying to be more than just decent human beings. And therefore, it required that from humanity there should emerge somebody. It could have been Nesu Shelach, it could have been Noach, ultimately it was Avram, who was put into the worst of circumstances, and through his own effort, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately gave him through Nebuah command, Lech Lecho, on his own struggle to try to find the way to overcome Kina, Tav, and Kovod and achieve the Geula of mankind. And so Avram achieved the discovery. What did he discover? He discovered Chesed. He discovered that the secret of how people can overcome Kina is by Gemilas Chasodim. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that, and how did he discover this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told him. He learned from his kloyas, he learned from his, somewhere from within himself, by pursuing ruthlessly the MS. He came to understand that the only way for human beings to be able to live the Shalom is through Gemilas Chasodim. And he looked at the Bria and he said, he saw Oilam Chesed Yibonah. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world full of many, many different elements and conflicting elements. And how does the world act in harmony? Because everything in the creation does what it was created for, does what's needed from it. And so extrapolated from that, that the reason why you can have Shalom with so many different things in the Bria is because everything does what's needed from it. And therefore, for human beings who are made so different and undermine their relationship with kina, it's a natural thing for human beings to have kina between each other. The only way will be for people to dedicate themselves to doing what's needed from them. Not to do what they want for other people, and not to do what other people want from them, but to perceive what's needed. That's Gemilas Chasodim. And so Gemilas Chasodim, if a person will structure their life to look at people in terms of what can I do for them, what do they need from me, as opposed to seeing what can they do for me, how can I use them, how can they be useful for my purposes. So if a person lives that kind of life and becomes a Baal Chesed and is interested in doing Gemilas Chasodim, then the kina which will come naturally when you see somebody having things that you might want, or even if you see somebody having things that you don't want, but you see that they're happy with what they've got and you're not happy with what you've got, so you have a bad feeling to them, the way to overcome it is to want them to succeed, to see what you can do to make them succeed. So the solution, Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, is Gemilas Chasodim. When it comes, Bein Odom L'Atzmo, then Bein Odom L'Atzmo, the problem is that a person is consumed by taiva. Taiva is an integral part of a person. A person doesn't know whether he's being objective or whether his taivas are directing him. So the only solution is Torah. He has to have an external source of accurate information on how to conduct his life and how to deal with himself. What can he do and what can't he do? He cannot determine himself what he can or what he can't do, because he has taivas within him. Taivas are the problem by Odom La'atzmo. And the only solution to that is Torah. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the solution to that is Avoda. There is no other way to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Emes, to the seeking of objective truth. The only way a person can do that is to make oneself subservient to what the Emes is. So Avoda is the solution, Bein Odom L'Mokom, the only way to overcome Kovod. Now, that solution was implemented by Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Avram taught and discovered and developed within himself the Gemilas Chasodim, which is part of our spiritual genetic background. All the children, all the descendants of Avram, have this particular Midah. Yitzchok was the person who was prepared to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whatever was required of him, in fact to give up his life on the Akedah. And so Yitzchok brought into the future descendants of Klal Yisrael the Midah of Avodah, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov, Torah and Emes, Yaakov is the example of the person who had to deal with all sorts of tigers in his life. He lived with Esav, he lived with Lavan, he lived with all sorts of situations. The only way, in Lavan Garti, the Et Misvatai Tishmarti. I came back and he said, how did he survive? On his own, not his problem wasn't with other people. His problem was remaining and retaining his integrity in the worst of situations, and the thing that made him survive is Torah. And so, therefore, we say in our Shemoneh Esrei, what the first brocha in the Shemoneh Esrei, if a person hasn't got the kavana for that first brocha, then a person hasn't achieved the tefillah. And the purpose of the tefillah is to orientate us to a correct perspective in life. And what do we say in that first brocha? We say Elokei Avram. What do we mean by Elokei Avram? So the Boedus HaTefillah says, Shekoras Brisim Avram Avinu Bavur Darko Al Tachris Chesed. So when we say Elokei Avram, and we realize that we are from Avram, Avram Avinu, and we're davening in the schus of Avram Avinu, it means that we have a covenant, a bris, an unbreakable commitment to Chesed. And Avram Avinu makes that the essence and the part of Klal Yisrael, and that makes it a part of our lives. Elokei Yitzchok, Shekoras Brisim Yitzchok Avinu Bavur Darko Al Tachlis Yiro Ve'Avoider. Elokei Yaakov, the Koras Brisim Yaakov Avinu Bavur Darko Al Tachlis Emes Betoira. So, the three of us, the foundation upon which Klal Yisrael is built, which set up as obvious the essence of what Klal Yisrael is the issue of understanding that for us to live, for us our function and our Messias of Klal Yisrael is to fulfill our side of the bris. And the bris is that we have to know that we have to fulfill on behalf of mankind. We've got to achieve Chesed, Yira, Avoida, and Torah. Now, Avraham Avinu, in addition to that, achieved another major change in the nature of human beings. It's a complicated thing to go into completely, but in the Akedah, ultimately, the kasha is, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham Avinu? Because Rashi says that when Avraham Avinu objected that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to let him shecht Yitzchok, Avraham said, first of all, you told me that through Yitzchok will be the future Klal Yisrael. Then you told me that I'm a shechtim. Now you tell me that I shouldn't shechtim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, did I tell you should shechtim? I never said you should shechtim. I said you should bring him as an offering on the Mizbayach. And that's what you've done. Can it be, the Meshech Chochma asks, can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu misled or gave faulty information, or Avram didn't really understand what HaKadosh Baruch was telling him, and since he wasn't sure whether he should bring him on the offering or he should shecht him, he would go lechumra, and in order to go lechumra he would shecht Yitzchok? Or can it be that somehow HaKadosh Baruch changed his mind? So he says it can't be such a thing, because Rabbi Malevsky brings an idea from the Sefer HaIkorim, where the Sefer HaIkorim asked the kasha, how can tefillah work? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows us better than ourselves, has determined what our situation should be, how can we come along and be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his mind? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than us. So he answers that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind. We change ourselves. The purpose of tefillah is to change ourselves. So we are not the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined the circumstances that we should face. We've changed ourselves, and therefore we deserve different circumstances. So, you know, applying it as an attempt to understand what happened here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't change his mind. When he told Avram originally to take his son Yitzchok to bring him as an offering, he meant to shecht him. The Avram who Avram was at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the command was an Avram. In order to be able to become the Avram that he could become, he had to be prepared to actually shecht Yitzchok. But now, when he had reached the point that he could shecht and he was going to shecht Yitzchok, he now was not the same Avram anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boichen lebobos, and he says Vayero Hashem. What did Hashem see? It says Avram called the mountain Vayero Hashem. It means Hashem saw. What did he see? He saw the new Avram. He saw the Avram who had been transformed by going through the Nisroyan. And therefore now there came into existence a new element in the nature of Klal Yisrael. And that element is Machshava Toiva Mitzareches L'Maisa. It means that for a Jew, if a Jew has a Machshava Toiva and he doesn't manage to do the Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will join that machshava to a maisa, and it will be ke'ilu the person did the maisa. And this does not exist by goyim. It did not exist by Avram until this particular moment. And that is a further defining feature of the nature of Klal Yisrael. That a person, now, what does it mean to be joined? And he says very interestingly, he brings other examples, that there are many Jews who do maises of Kiddush Hashem without machshava. They may not even believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholom. They may not believe that they're doing a Kiddush Hashem. But any Jew who dies because he is a Jew dies of Kiddush Hashem. How does he die of Kiddush Hashem when he's got no machshava that he is dying on that basis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzaref, he joins together the machshava that Avram had when he wanted to shecht Yitzchok, and he was not able to do the maisa of Yitzchok dying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then joins that machshor of Avram to the maiser of the Jew who dies of Kiddush Hashem, even though he hasn't got the machshor. And that is a further element in the nature and the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is an Am Elevado Yishkon, a nation that dwells alone. We're not like any other nation. Atem Me'ati Mikol Amim, we're the smallest of nations. We live in a different world. We look like everybody else, and it looks like we've got a country, and it looks like we've got a government, looks like we've got various things, but that's not us. None of these elements define us. That's not the world that we live in. We are not a nation like all other nations. All other nations defined by language, by culture, by geography, by nationalism, by passport, by language. We are defined by the fact that we live in a world where we understand that the purpose of life is to be mesakein, kina, taiva, and kovet. Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, Ben Odom L'Atzmo, Ben Odom L'Mokom. And we bring it to our mind when we daven Shemoneh Esrei. We realize that we've got the bris that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us with Hashgacha. And so we are unique. We're absolutely different from everybody else in terms of how we defined and in terms of what our purpose is and in terms of how we perceive ourselves. Now, the history of Klal Yisrael is also indicated by these three problems. First of all, Yishmael had to be sent away. A very difficult thing for Avram to do. He didn't want to do it. And Sarah told him he has to do it because she understood that Yishmael would undermine the creation of a Klal Yisrael. Why? Because he was Mitzachek. And Mitzachek is a euphemism. When Klal Yisrael at the Chet HaEgel sat down to drink and to eat, it says they were Mitzachek, which is a euphemism for Veda Zora. When Potiphar's wife reported to her husband what she said Yosef had done, he said he wanted Mitzachek with her, which is a euphemism for immorality. And finally, when King Yoav and met David HaMelech, he said that the two groups of soldiers should be Mitzachek, which means that there was an element of murder potentially coming out of it. So Chazal tell us therefore that when we say Yishmael was Mitzachek, he actually had tendencies to the failure of these three midas, and the failure of these three midas could not occur in the sliver that Yitzhak had to grow in, up into. And it was a very hard thing to do. And it's just interesting, I was looking, I found that the Nosensri Finkel, the altar of Sabotka, he said, when God told Avram to offer up his son, whom you love, Avram mistakenly thought he was referring to Ishmael. How was such a mistake possible? So Nosensri said, when Avram had long since sent Ishmael away, we must say that Ishmael benefited as much from being chased away as Yitzchok benefited from being drawn close. Both became elevated, one from separation and the other from closeness. So it wasn't a total, it wasn't a rejection of Ishmael, and it's not a rejection by us of the Goyim, but in a way, the way that we have to conduct ourselves with Goyim is we have to be separated. Ishmael had to be separated, and that was the making of him. And the fact that we don't assimilate, we don't integrate, and we don't become like the Goyim is the best we can do for the Goyim and the best we can do for ourselves. So we have a completely different function. I'd just like to run through quickly. At Matan Torah, we had to achieve the same tikkun. We had to overcome jealousy because Vayichan Shoma'am Neged Ahar. We were Ke'ish Echad B'lei Bechod. We couldn't go up the mountain, and that's why we overcame Kovod, because we had to listen to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And then we had to separate, the man had to separate from the woman for 3 days, and that was to overcome Taiva. So in order to be able to receive the Torah, we had to overcome those three midas. At the Chet HaEgel, we surrendered to the three failings as well. Kina led to jealous, to murder, and we murdered Hur and the elders. Taiva, there was immorality, Mitzachek, which you mentioned before, and that's Ben Odom La'atzmo. And then, of course, there was the Abayda Zorah, which is the outcome of Kovod. And then we managed to get forgiveness. Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded HaKadosh Baruch, we got forgiveness. How did we get forgiveness for Kovod? We had to build the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel in terms of an Odol HaMakom. And for immorality, Taiva, we had Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we had to desist from with the various Inuyim. And for the sin of murder, which has been Odol Chaveiro, by Yakel Moshe. Moshe had to bring us back together. So we had to achieve, for the forgiveness, we had to overcome the three. Then we failed in general in the three areas in the desert. In Kiryas Taiva, we have failed in terms of Taiva. With the Meraglim, we failed in terms of Kovod, the Kovod. And with Koirach, we had the failure of Kina. So the national history of Klal Yisrael goes the same way. Just interestingly, there are three people that had to be sent out of the Machane of Klal Yisrael. The Metzora. The Metzora is a symbol of a person who failed Ben Orna Chaveira because of Loshen Hora. The Zav is a symbol of a person Ben Orna Atzmo in terms of Taiva. And the Tomei Meis is a failure Ben Orna Lebokom. So those can't be part of Klal Yisrael until they're purified. They have to separate from Klal Yisrael because being attached to these three failures, Kina, Taiva, and Kovod, undermine the mission and the success of Klal Yisrael. When Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, he'd say, he uses the ass speaks to him and says, Shalosh Regalim. And Chazal said it means that the essence of his cursing was to undermine us having the three Regalim. Now the three Regalim are the national solution to these three midas. Pesach is the festival of Yitzchok Avinu, and we learned there to be Avodim in Mitzrayim, and he says, you've been Avodim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you've been Avodim to Paro, now you've got a PhD in Avdus, you can now become my Avodim. So the whole Yontif of Pesach is a national experience of Klal Yisrael to be able to deal with Ben Odol HaMakom to become Avodim. Shavuos is Matan Torah, and that's Yaakov Avinu, the festival of Yaakov Avinu, MS and Torah. So there we get the national experience of how to deal Ben Odom La'atzmo. And Sukkot is the Chag of Avram Avinu, where we learn Gemilas Chasodim. We bring the Korbonos for the 70 nations. We then have the putting together of all the four species which symbolize the four different Jews. And we all dwell in one Sukkah together, and so we have the Achdus over there. So the three Chagim. Or that, and of course then we mentioned the three cardinal sins. It's no surprise therefore that the three cardinal sins a Jew has to die for rather than do, because they would so corrupt a Jew that he wouldn't be able to live as a Jew. So that's Shlichus Domim, Avoda Zorah, and Gilo Raya. The difference between the the Talmidim of Avram and the Talmidim of Bilam, exactly the same things. And actually, the Maharishi Yerushalayim points out, why does it say the Talmidim? Why does it say there are three differences between Bilam and Avram? Because it's saying it's a hashkofa. When we say Talmidim of Bilam, Talmidim of Avram, it means the whole different approach. And what are the three differences? Ayin ro'o, and that is the middah of the Talmidim, jealousy from Bilam. And what did the Talmidim of Avram do? An ayin tova, which is looking with the Gemilus Chasodim. That's Ben Ono Chadeiro. A ruach gavoha, which is an arrogant spirit, the Talmidim of Bilam, and that's Ben Odon Lemakom. And a ruach nechuma, a humble spirit, is the Talmidim of Avram. And finally, nefesh rechova is a greedy soul. So that is the element of taiva. That's the Talmidim of Bilam. And nefesh shefolo, a meek soul, is the Talmidim of Bilam. So we see that the Talmidim of Avram. And finally, in the time of Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shecht the Yetzer Hara, and therefore there won't be any more kina, because everybody will do the Gemilus Chasodim. There won't be any more taiva, because we won't have the Yetzer Hara. And there'll be no further covered, because everybody will fully understand the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, just two little points more, very interestingly. Somebody pointed out to me once when I gave this talk that there are three parts to a person's Maasim Tovim. And the Marsho points out that a person's Maasim Tovim, Lefi Sheyesh Le'odom, the Maasim Tovim Gimel Chalokim. Tov l'shamayim, the tov l'brios, the tov l'atzmo. Exactly the same three categories in terms of person's ma'asim tovim. And then there's the Gemara in Eruvim. Thank God we're doing Daf Yomi, so a person managed to find some of these sources. And there the Gemara says you can see a person's character, the koisoi, the kisoi, and the kaso. The koisoi you see by an odom l'atzmo, the kiso you see by an odom l'chadairo, and the kaso you see by an odom l'mokom. So there is a consistency going through that ultimately the uniqueness of Klal Yisroel is leading a life to overcome kina, tayv, and kovod, and to set an example, be an or l'goyim, not to tell goyim what to do, but to behave in the appropriate manner, and that will have hashpah. And if I just mention a very interesting incident, my wife was present at the time when Tony Blair came to Yesodei HaTorah school, and that was an incredible Kiddush Hashem. He'd never seen a school of girls who behaved in such a way. He'd never seen where there was such kovod, there was such tmimus, there was such a beautiful thing, that 2 hours after he got back, apparently said to change the idea of requiring 25% to come into the school. And my wife told me actually that a few months ago, when they had an inspection there, the school got an outstanding report. And one of the things that one of the inspectors, the Goyish inspectors, came into the school and they were absolutely shocked. They walked into the dining room and they saw at each place where each girl sits, her satchel and her coat, and he said, "Whose is this?" They said, "Well, each girl leaves a thing. You mean she doesn't lock it up in a locker? It won't get stolen. How can you have a school with all these girls that people can just leave their things in the school and know that it won't be stolen?" The principal said, "We know no girl will steal in the school." Now that is being an Orla Goyim without telling Goyim how to behave, when they can come into such a beautiful environment and they can see the way the Klal Yisroel conduct themselves, then we can look forward ultimately to the Geula Shleima. Thank you.